Republicans in Congress are considering delaying a decision on President Trump's request for $1.5 billion this year to begin construction of the border wall. Reuters reported yesterday that some Republicans said that the money needed for the project would likely not be in the spending bill they must pass next month to avoid a government shutdown. Trump promised that Mexico would pay for the wall, which they've repeatedly rejected. The first budget proposal to Congress had a preliminary draft that was light on details, asking for a $2.6 million down payment for the wall. City Council wants to stall the wall. The Las Cruces City Council has approved a resolution opposing President Donald Trump's planned border wall. The vote was 6-1, and councilors got an earful from the public before taking the vote.
I am opposed to this resolution. Of all the irrational and destructive trends gripping America in recent years, none is more disastrous, even suicidal, than the way America deals with the issue of immigration.
I'm the first natural-born American citizen in my family, responsibility to do what's right and to not stay silent in the face of injustice.
I oppose a wall, very simply, on moral grounds.
I'm a proud native New Mexican. When I heard about the wall, I was appalled.
Seal stands her ground. The one voice opposing the city council's anti-border wall resolution yesterday was Seal Levitino. Levitino says there has to be fair treatment on both sides of the border.
Do you oppose other countries, including Mexico, protecting their borders? If they have the right to protect their border, do not we? Why are we not sending a resolution, if we're going to spend the time on resolutions, to the Mexican president demanding that Americans be let in without question?
Our series on the border wall controversy continues now with Congressman Steve Pierce as the latest to weigh in on President Trump's plan to build the wall separating the U.S. and Mexico. Pierce is big on security, but says reality has to set in at some point.
I've always taken the position that the wall is in itself is not going to be a success. I want to secure the border, but it's going to take technology and people.
Speaking of President Trump, on Saturday he announced he won't attend the White House Correspondents Association dinner in late April.